This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We're on day 27, and today's devotion is titled, The Household Management Notebook. The Household Management Notebook. Our scripture memory for today comes from Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1. It says, "Every wise woman builds her house, but the foolish plucks it down with her hands." Does that verse make you think? Ask yourself this question. Is there anything you are currently doing or not doing to tear down your household? Whether it's your critical spirit, as we discussed a couple of weeks ago, or your procrastinating ways, as we mentioned yesterday, everything we do as a homemaker, as a wife, as a mother, has the ability to tear down or build up our homes. Today we're going to begin the journey of putting our households in order. There's a lot of work to be done, but we're going to take it just one day at a time. Today we're going to be working on your household management notebook. Creating your household management notebook will take some time. It's going to take some dedication. You're not going to be able to fill it up overnight, so I don't want you to feel overwhelmed. This household notebook is going to become your best friend, and you're going to make it unique to you. Be praying, asking God to help you build up your home in the ways of the Lord. You know, when we're making change, when we're creating new habits, I'm sure you've already realized it takes a lot of work. It doesn't happen overnight. Nothing in this life is instant. However, the good news is that anything at all is possible with Christ working alongside of us. He will give you the strength. He will give you the wisdom. He will give you the diligence. He will give you everything you need to make changes in your life that will benefit your family and your home for the good. Yesterday I gave you some instructions on what to gather up so that we can begin making your household notebook. This notebook should speak to you personally. You should feel good when you open it. Now I know a blank sheet of paper or even the backside of an old mail flyer will work to make a list or use it for printing. But if you don't feel good using it, you're not likely to use it. At least I'm that way. I like pretty things, and I believe that it is possible to put together a beautiful household notebook that shows your personality without spending a lot of money. It's not necessary to go out and buy a brand new binder. If you have some sitting around the house that you'd like to use, that will be just fine. You could print out a pretty cover for your household notebook and slip it into the pocket on the front of the binder. However, you might want to go to Walmart or Target and purchase a new binder. You might even want to purchase one with a pretty pattern on it. It's all up to you. But I want you to feel good about using your notebook, and I want you to be happy when you open it up. So make sure that whatever you choose, whatever you decide to do, speaks to you, speaks to your heart. Also, you know, if money's tight right now, binders at Walmart, you can generally get a plain, say, white binder for less than $3 or $4. Some of the fancier ones with the patterns on them, I know that Target sells some really pretty binders. Those can cost up to $10. And if you don't have money and you really want something like that, you can start setting aside a dollar here and a dollar there until you've saved up enough to purchase the binder that you'd like. I want you to print a cover for your binder. I have provided a cover if you'd like to use mine. Otherwise, you can make your own or find something pretty on the online that you'd like to use. Either way, like I said, whatever works for you. You're going to print out your cover and stick it inside the pocket window on your binder. You can also print out my inside cover if you'd like to. If you're using pocket protectors we discussed yesterday, you can slip your inside cover inside of one of those. Otherwise, print it out on cardstock and punch holes in it so that it can fit inside your binder. Once you've done that, you need to decide whether you want to have tabbed dividers. You can make your own. You can purchase little sticky tabs to stick on the edge of cardstock and make your own dividers. If you're a scrapbooker, you might want to even make a pretty cover with your papers and embellishments. That would be a lot of fun. I know I like to scrapbook, and I enjoy making things like that. On avirtuouswoman.org, I have available a basic household notebook. You can find that on our website. You're welcome to print as many pages for your notebook as you need. But to get you started, I suggest you print out enough pages to last a month. You can punch holes in the pages and place them in your notebook, or you can slip them inside of a page protector if you'd rather be using those. If you're using page protectors for your for the pages of your notebook, I have found that a wet erase, not a dry erase, although you can use a dry erase marker, a wet erase marker works really well to write on the outside of the page protectors, and it makes your pages reusable, which would ultimately save you on ink costs and paper. Your morning and night routines are going to be key to keeping your home in order. We'll be discussing more about the order and routine of your day tomorrow. But let's talk about the night routine right now. In the evening, after you've cooked supper and everyone has eaten, you need to clean up the kitchen. Now, a lot of you may already have a habit of doing this, but some of you are creating good habits, new habits, and this needs to become your top priority in the evening, is to get your kitchen clean and ready for the next day. Personally, I've found that by having an early supper, it helps me to get the kitchen clean easier in the evenings. Very often, by the end of the day, I'm exhausted, my back hurts, I've been on my feet a lot, and if we eat an early supper, I don't feel as exhausted after supper because it's earlier, and it's easier for me to be motivated to get in there and clean the kitchen. If you have kids that are old enough to help, make sure that you get them to help you clean up the kitchen in the evening. You can either rotate having your kids wash dishes or do other kitchen chores. Another great way to make kitchen cleanup easier is to have everyone wash their own dishes after they've eaten their meal, and then assign one person to clean washing the pots and pans and things like that, or loading the dishwasher, whichever you have in your home. The evenings are often the busiest time of the day for a family. Between bath times, family worship, homework, church activities, and other things that go on in the evenings, it can be a really busy time of the day. So after you get the kitchen cleaned before bedtime, you'll wake up in the morning to a clean kitchen, and preparing breakfast will be a breeze because it's so much easier to cook in a clean kitchen than it is a messy kitchen. And your morning routine should look something like, first you'd have your prayer and devotion, then you get dressed, maybe exercise if you're doing that, fix breakfast, and then eat. Tidy up the kitchen, sweep the floors, have everybody make their beds, wipe down the bathroom sinks, it only takes a couple of minutes, throw in a load or two of laundry, get the house straightened up, and choose one area of your home to declutter. You can set the timer for 10 minutes, and after 10 minutes, you stop. And you will feel like you've accomplished a lot for the day. That routine should be, for most women, you should be able to complete it by 9 o'clock in the morning. In your daily schedule, you can add your other regular chores. We'll talk about cleaning the house in a few days. But for now, in your new notebook, I want you to write down those tasks you feel like you should be completing on a daily basis and put them into your daily schedule. I have a daily schedule that you can print out if you'd like to. And you may decide to adjust it as time goes on or as circumstances change, and that's okay too. I'm constantly redoing my schedule as our as circumstances change, things happen, schedules stop working for me, and I'm constantly having to tweak it and work on it to this day. The most important task right now, besides getting your household notebook put together, is for you to figure out your morning and evening routines and get those down pat. If you can do that, scheduling the rest of your time is going to be much easier. Remember that God is always available to listen anytime you need a friend to lean on. And things are going to get easier. You're going to begin to see real change in your household. If you have, and the way you're going to begin to see real change in how your household is run. And I guarantee that with a little bit of diligent hard work, that chaos is going to leave your home. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you so much for blessing us, for loving us, for giving us strength each day. Lord, help us to create new habits, good habits, Lord. We want our homes to be an example of what heaven is like here on earth. And Lord, I just ask that you be with each of the ladies listening today. Give them wisdom as they strive to do better. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled, The Daily Order.